I'm joined by Constanze Leç once again from Istanbul. Constanze, when we spoke this morning, you said it was very confusing. Any more clarity now?
Not much more clarity. Maybe more determination is what I saw. Like a lot of people I spoke to were very angry about what they felt was deception from the side of the government and the governor who had promised not to intervene on the in the park. In the early afternoon, there had been a short police intervention inside the park, but also from police intervention all around the park. There was a lot of tear gas, and people were being gassed. A lot of people were wounded, as far as I heard and sometimes saw. So people are very angry and maybe disappointed a little that this is the way it went down. After yesterday, the government promised talks with representatives of the Gezi Park movement.
Can you just clarify exactly what's happening in the square? As I understand it, the police occupy the square, but not the park. Is that right?
Well, when I was there, yes, that's correct. But there was this brief intervention inside the park when the police mounted the steps, but then were rebuffed by hundreds of protesters not letting him through. I don't know what the situation is at this point, at this very moment, but that happened when I was still there.
Is Erdogan still due to meet the protesters tomorrow?
Sorry?
Is Erdogan still due to meet the protesters in the morning?
I honestly don't know. I heard from some people that the government has said that they will choose the people they want to meet. There was a little bit of a confusion who he was actually going to meet with. Who was going to represent the Gezi Park movement and the Taksim movement in Ankara. And I'm not sure if that has been clarified at this point, but I don't want to make any statements on this because I'm not sure myself at the moment if this has been clarified.
Can you give us any update on the lawyers that were arrested at the courthouse?
They were detained, not arrested as far as I know. They're not being charged with anything at this point. I believe it's about 51. 51 is the latest number I saw that were detained today after staging a sit-in inside the big courthouse in Istanbul, protesting the intervention in Gezi Park. That was reported widely in the Turkish press as well. So I haven't heard back from them.
You've been covering this unrest since the start. Is this the biggest day of the crackdown?
No, because we've seen this before, last week, last Friday, last Saturday, not this week, last week, was a very severe crackdown as well. So, people are kind of, there's a little bit of a sense of now we know what's coming. It's not worse than then. Today, for the first time, I saw police, I don't know if that happened before, I saw police actually appealing to the crowd, speaking from loudspeakers, not to throw rocks. And there's this whole, at the moment, there's a big polemic going on also amongst protesters, who are these guys throwing Molotov cocktails and rocks at the police?
Do you have a
view on
that?
Why is this happening now?
Do you have a view on that? Do you have a view on whether it was protesters or plainclothes policemen who were throwing those petrol bombs?
I cannot say anything of that. I didn't see them. But a lot of the protesters were wondering, at least, saying, why... on the first day that the local media are actually reporting live, of the clashes, why is it that, people appear throwing Molotov cocktails, which is really the first time, apparently, that this happened during this movement, because this movement has been a peaceful movement so far, and it was peaceful until last night, and people are very upset that now there seems to be this kind of turn, and they're not sure, who's responsible for this turn.
I gather that another protest is planned this evening. What do you think is going to happen next?
I know that there are several, the Turkish Communist Party and several other parties factions have called for a big meeting at 7 p.m. in Istanbul. I'm sure people will show up. Over the last days, every evening was more crowded than the previous one. And as soon as people do get out of work, they will join the protests in some way, I'm sure. So it's probably going to be very crowded. I'm not sure how the police is going to respond to that. We'll have to see tonight.
Okay, Constanze, I'll let you get back to writing it up. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.